Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, President Obama's landmark carbon agreement with China has been completely dismissed by Republican leaders, including incoming Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who pledged to attack the deal between both countries to cut greenhouse gas emissions. McConnell says the Chinese won't keep up their end of the bargain, and if the U.S. does, it will kill jobs. How will Republicans handle climate change now that they are in the majority? Carolyn Beeler from contributing station WHYY in Philadelphia has a look at how the party's stance may be changing.
The GOP line on climate change before the midterm elections was repeated often enough to end up as the butt of a joke on the Colbert Report.
I'm not a scientist, nor am I a physicist.
I'm not qualified to debate the science over climate change.
I'm not a scientist.
I'm not a scientist.
What I have said repeatedly is I'm not a scientist.
Yes, everyone who denies man-made climate change has the same stirring message. We don't know what the we're talking about.
Colbert doesn't hide his derision, but climate activists like David Goldston from the Natural Resources Defense Council Action Fund actually see this election's catchphrase as a step forward.
But I am not a scientist is clearly kind of a defensive crouch that they've been pushed into because denying the science has turned out not to be an acceptable political position.
That's something of a change. In recent years, climate denial has been the go-to stance for Tea Party Republicans, but the issue hasn't been a major player at the ballot box. In the last presidential election, Anthony Leiserwitz says climate change didn't even come up in the debates.
In 2014, however, we saw that the issue finally became an issue in many of the most hotly contested races.
Leiserwitz directs the Yale Project on Climate Change Communication. Amid Obama's landmark carbon deal with China, a 2015 international climate summit, and expected battles in Congress on the president's clean power plan rule, climate issues are likely to garner even more attention in 2016 than they did in the midterms. Whether the GOP develops its own proactive climate change platform by then, though, will come down to who gets the nomination, Leiserwitz says.
Essentially, you can think of this as the debate between the establishment Republican Party and the Tea Party. The establishment has largely accepted that climate change is real and a serious problem and needs some sort of policy action.
Meanwhile, Leiserwitz says the Tea Party has forced many members of the GOP who long championed climate change legislation, like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, to backtrack on their positions. Some Republicans say now is the time to reverse that trend. One of those is former South Carolina Representative Bob Inglis. Inglis served for a dozen years before losing his seat to a Tea Party-backed candidate in 2010, partially, he says, for the heresy of believing in climate change. He thinks the GOP needs to revamp a retro climate attitude if it hopes to appeal to voters in a presidential election.
Now, that retro affect surely fit the Great Recession. Because we were mad. We were mad about our houses plummeting in value. We were mad about losing our jobs. We were upset. And so it's natural that we went to what we knew, comfort food, comfort coal, comfort oil.
But now, as the recession lifts, Inglis says,
that's going to look oh so very Great Recession as a style. And so I think that the presidential contenders will want to reposition and move away from that grumpy old party affect.
In 2011, Inglis started the Energy and Enterprise Initiative to push for a conservative climate change solution.
We think that the best way to do that is through what's called a revenue-neutral, border-adjustable carbon tax. Now, that deserves some unpacking, doesn't it?
Revenue-neutral means if there's a carbon tax,
then we've got to cut taxes somewhere else, so there's no growth of government.
And border adjustable means removing the tax from exports and adding it to imports from countries that themselves don't tax carbon. Other prominent Republicans, including former Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson and former Secretary of State George P. Shultz, back versions of carbon taxes, though one isn't likely to pass Congress anytime soon. But by 2016, the NRDC's Goldston says the GOP stance on climate change will become clear.
There's going to be a civil war to some extent within the Republican Party about what line to take.
Bob Inglis, for one, is optimistic. Just as Nixon went to China and Clinton passed welfare reform, he argues the country would only trust a Republican president to address climate change. For Here and Now, I'm Carolyn Beeler.